آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. May Allah accept us for His Deen. We're discussing these amazing Sahaba رضي الله عنهم who came from being the people of the book, the people of the previous scriptures. Scriptures that Allah revealed to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. But then sadly people distorted and changed those scriptures. But they were told in those scriptures about our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we discuss those who emulated this injunction of Allah in their books to accept and follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the Quran al-Kareem tells us where Allah says to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. Allah indeed took this pledge with all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam that Allah's commands will come to you, Allah's teachings will come to you, but when the Nabi of Allah comes, ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, this great Nabi who will confirm with your teachings, but he will come with the final culmination of all the teachings, the perfect way. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. O my Anbiya alayhimu salam, you all must bring faith in him and fully support him. قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ إِصْرِي. Do you acknowledge? Do you accept my pledge? And every Nabi of Allah acknowledged and accepted. So this pledge was made with all the Anbiya alayhimu salam, and the sincere people of the past also emulated this teaching. And among them, subhanallah, who knew the previous scriptures. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he recognized our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he followed him. We were discussing him. We'll discuss more about him because there's so much of knowledge concerning his life. He's known for his ilm and disseminating of knowledge and truth. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that I met Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, and I asked him, look at Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Huraira is so scholarly, so knowledgeable, that Sahabi who narrates the most amount of ahadith, more than 5,764 ahadith. He says, I met Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam, and I asked him, tell me, Sa'atul Ijaba, the time where Allah accepts du'as on Jumu'ah, what time is it precisely? So he said to me, في آخر ساعة في يوم الجمعة, the last period, the last moments on the Jumu'ah day. So that last hour, that last while, 20 minutes or so, that period, closer towards sunset, the better. But that entire period is a time of guaranteed acceptance of dua. So Hazrat Abu Huraira says, and I asked him, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, concerning that time which is special, and everyone has to aspire for, that any Muslim praying at that time, لا يصادفها عبد المسلم وهو يصلي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned salah, but at that time after Asr, there's no nafil prayer. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam responds to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, doesn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that he who sits in a place waiting for salah, it is as though he is in salah. من جلس مجلسا ينتظر الصلاة فهو في الصلاة حتى يصلي, until the time of prayer. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Abu Huraira accepted this from Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. So it's amazing how they learn from each other. Then there's another interesting report in Sunan Ibn Majah. Asira al-Halabiyya quoted in this report where Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, the same teachings he gave Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says, I mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while we were sitting together, oh Allah's Nabi, we find mentioned in the Torah concerning Jumu'ah that there's a time when a believer prays asking Allah anything, Allah will fulfill his need. As Abdullah asked, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is mentioned in the book. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to me that it doesn't have to be sa'ah, a full hour, even for a short time. But that time is very special. It's a little while, because one of the meanings of sa'ah is approximately 20 minutes or so. So he says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to me that it's not a full hour. There's a short time, it's a special time. Then I said, yes indeed, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, even a little while. Then I asked, O Allah's Nabi, what time is it? Then Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, it's the last period of the day, just before sunset. So I asked, oh Allah's Nabi, but that's not the time of Salah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to me that indeed when a mu'min prays and then sits in the place of prayer and nothing holds him back there except the next prayer or remaining in dhikr after the previous prayer, it is considered as though he is in Salah. إِذَا صَلَّى ثُمَّ جَلَسَ لَا يَحْبِسُهُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ فَهُوَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. So subhanAllah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam portrays what he learned from Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam is known for his ilm. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum knew the capable nature and the level of Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam in ilm and in knowledge. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, who strove in Allah's way, who taught Allah's deen, sacrificed for Allah's deen in the lands of Sham in Palestine, as he was leaving this world, subhanAllah, let's listen attentively to the words of Hazrat Mu'adh. As Hazrat Mu'adh was departing from this world, those around him cried profusely. So he said to them, what causes you all to cry? They said, we cry, yes, one is for you, but the knowledge that would now be, that we would be deprived of at your death. So Hazrat Abdul Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, that ilm and iman is in their places. They are in its place. Till Qiyamah, they will always be available. Whoever seeks ilm and iman will find them. وَمَنْ ابْتَغَاهُمَا وَجَدَهُمَا. From the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Analyze every teaching with the Qur'an. See if it's in accordance to the Qur'an and sunnah, then it is correct. So use the Qur'an and sunnah as the thermometer. And don't use any other means of knowledge as the thermometer, meaning gauging everything through the Qur'an, and do not gauge the Qur'an through any other lens. The lens and the thermometer is actually the Qur'an. And then also, seek ilm from Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, and when you don't find them any longer, look for ilm by these four. He mentions Uwaymir radiallahu anhu. He mentions Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He mentions Salman radiallahu anhu. And he mentions Ibn Salam radiallahu anhu. And then he says, as he elaborates, he was Jewish and he embraced Islam. I heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, he is one of the 10 of paradise. Now this is another greeting just after Ashara Mubashara, Ashara, Asharatin fil Jannah. And then he said, be careful of the slip of the alim. Be careful of a scholar making a mistake. Accept haq from whoever brings it, but refute batil from whosoever brings it, no matter who he may be. So subhanAllah, this is a warning that a person can be on truth, but we can make a mistake and we can avert from the truth and fall and go astray. But sometimes a person was astray, but Allah guides them and Allah can make them one of truth. So he says, be careful of the slip or the mishap of the scholar. Meaning none is infallible towards mistakes. Allah help us all. Allah protect our iman. That's what Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say. That remember, فَإِنَّ الْحَيِّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. Follow the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Because whoever is living in the world, there's no guarantee for whoever is living that they would die with iman. They could always be trialed and could be deprived of iman before they leave this world. Allah save us. That's why we have to always make this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. We have to worry that, oh Allah, are we going to die with iman? Are we going to leave with iman? Who's Uwaymir in this hadith? SubhanAllah, Hazrat Mu'adh says, seek knowledge from Uwaymir. Uwaymir is none other than Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Just to learn, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's first wife's name was Khayra radiallahu anha. She passed on and then he married Abu Darda Sughra and her name was Hujayma al-Wasabiyah radiallahu anha. She was also very scholarly. She used to teach the tabi'iyah. She was a very high-ranking tabi'iyah. She learned deen from Hazrat Abu Darda. While we're mentioning this, Hazrat Abu Darda was a brother of Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. But they all, both of them were very close to Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Darda said to his wife, oh my wife, I have a request. And both of us can do this and it'll benefit each other. So our marriage lasts forever. If I see you upset, I must be calm and cool and try to make you happy. And if you see me upset, you should aspire to go out of your way to make me happy. And if we aspire not to be upset when the other is upset, but be cool and calm to help each other in our difficult times when we are in emotions or in anger or in some rage or wrath, but we support each other at those times, our marriage will last. وَإِلَّا لَن نَصْطَحِبْ. Otherwise we'll never be able to tolerate each other and our marriage will break. This is what he's teaching us. Subhanallah. Be cool and calm. And if we see our spouse in an irritable moment, be calm and cool at that time and support each other. And afterwards we can explain and so forth. Now, as we mentioned, Hazrat Abu Darda and Hazrat Salman were brothers. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam created the pact of mu'akha between them. So they would make fikr for each other. Hazrat Salman was also very close to Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam because they both had great knowledge of the previous books and scriptures. Because Hazrat Salman journeyed for years, first meeting the Zoroastrian scholars because he was a fire worshipper. And he then traveled the lands of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, meeting the different Christian preachers and scholars, and Allah prolonged his life. And he says, there was none better than the people who performed the 5 daily prayer. Those were the best people I met in my life. So he had so much of knowledge. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam also, subhanallah. So Hazrat Salman mentioned to Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam, radiallahu anhu, that, oh my brother, whoever of us passes away first should come in the dream of the other. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam said, is that possible? So Hazrat Salman said, you know, the soul of the believer is free and it can travel on the earth wherever he and her so wishes. But the soul of the kafir is in confinement and imprisonment. So anyway, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam listened to that and Hazrat Salman passed on first. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam says, one day as I was resting, Qailula, the siesta, it was midday and I dozed off. And there I see Salman, and he greets me, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. May the blessings, the peace and the mercies of Allah be upon you. So I responded, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Aba Abdullah, how do you find your state in the afterlife? So he responded, wonderful. And my friend, wa alayka bit tawakkul, fa ni'ma shay'u tawakkul, wa alayka bit tawakkul, fa ni'ma shay'u tawakkul, wa alayka bit tawakkul, fa ni'ma shay'u tawakkul. He said to me, I exhort you to rely on Allah, there's nothing like it. Rely on Allah, there's nothing like it. Rely on Allah, the best gift of Allah is reliance upon Him. Rely on our Allah, trust Allah. There's nothing better than trusting Allah. That was the advice Hazrat Salman gave to Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam after he had passed on. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu left this world, Allah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam rushed for the janazah. And the janazah was just completed upon Hazrat Umar. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam uttered these words. He says, you'll perform janazah upon him, but you'll will never stop me from praising him to his due. He stood there by the body of Hazrat Umar and he said, how amazing are you as a brother in Islam, O Umar. So generous with truth. So miserly with falsehood, meaning you spread truth profusely and you did not indulge in falsehood. Tarda hina rida. You were happy at the times of happiness and you were upset in the correct avenues where you should have been upset for Allah. You were so chaste, afif al-tarf, tayyib al-dharf, clean-hearted. You praised in a suitable manner. You never overpraise. لَمْ تَكُنْ مَدَّاحًا وَلَا مُغْتَابًا. And you never ever indulged in backbiting. What a man you are, Umar. What a man you are, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. These were the words of Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali would always praise Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam. But how wonderful a man from the Sahaba is Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. What an amazing hadith. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu says, we were sitting one day amongst us. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates this. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was served with thareed. It was a meal Rasulullah loved. Like he said, the virtue of Hazrat Aisha over all other women in the world is like the virtue of Thareed over every other meal. Allah's beloved loved Thareed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They partook and there was some left. And Allah's Nabi said, a man will enter from here just now. He's a man from Jannah. He will eat this remainder. Hazrat Sa'ad said, I just left my brother. And he was expected to come by us by the masjid. My brother was Umair bin Abi Waqqas. So Hazrat Sa'ad speaks these words. I'm waiting for Umair, hopeful that he will win this dua and this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But subhanallah, thereafter Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam came and partook of the remainder of the Thareed. And Allah's Nabi just said prior to that, a man guaranteed Jannah would partake of this meal, subhanallah. So there's so many a time where Sahaba heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam is a Jannati. He was one day sitting with the Sahaba. Abu Salama narrates this from Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, that we were sitting and we were discussing that if we only knew which of the a'mal are most beloved to Allah, so we can carry out those a'mal. And Allah revealed Surah Saff upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, Surah As-Saff. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Every one of us should read this entire surah and listen to the entire surah. Because he said that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and read this entire surah to us from the beginning to the end. Subhanallah. So what an amazing hadith. We will continue with the discussion. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.